Hello and welcome to the Football Hour podcast with me, Alex Mearns. It's been an extremely long 7 days without you football friends and you, my seven of the best players. A lot can change in football in 7 days. Think about it. Sanchez leaves Arsenal. Aubameyang and Mkhitaryan turn up at the Gunners and produce golden performances on their full debuts. Pogba gets dropped. Dele Alli gets Snapchatted. Liverpool and Spurs play out a classic, and just like clockwork, Leeds United lose and sack their manager. What a football life. On this very special podcast, we are taking the National Express back down to the coast. I do love to be beside the seaside. Oh, I do love to be beside the sea. We are pulling up at Fratton Park to count down the seven of the best from Portsmouth's long and historic football history. Last week, we crowned Del Parkin as Wolves' greatest ever player. Big thanks goes to all you people who listen to it, but especially to the Wolves Fancast Twitter account for sharing the podcast and love with all your many thousands of followers. If you are sat there with your headphones on, wondering what I'm on about and what the premise of the podcast is, let me tell you. Each week we'll be going through different clubs up and down the football land and deciding who were the seven of the best from that particular club's history. And this week we are hitting Pompey. No, not for a mad night out, but I guess we could do that after the podcast if you fancy it, Portsmouth fans. No, the reason I give you these exceptionally exciting pods where we count down the seven of the best is because this podcast is kindly and thankfully and very graciously sponsored by the greatest football game in the land, Seven of the Best. If Tina Turner was to dedicate a song to the game, it would certainly be Simply the Best, because that's what Seven of the Best is. 7OTB is a free-to-play game where you pick your seven of the best predictions from the top eight football leagues in the country. All you have to do, players, is pick five wins. One banker, which is the win you most strongly feel, will win that game week. And finally, you must pick one draw. Then you have seven of the best. Us lucky 7OTB players try each week for the £250 individual prize. As well as that prize, there's a £700 team cash prize. That's where you and all your mates combine your scores and then hopefully you win the £700. Don't worry, I'll tell you how you can try and get your hands on that £700 and the £250 a little bit later. But I want to save the big reveal for now. We all dream when we play 7OTB of winning the £1 million which 7OTB has on offer if you get seven of the best 4 game weeks in a row. Yes, that's right. If you get all your predictions right 4 weeks in a row, you win a massive £1 million to spend on whatever you want. And every week I think of one new thing I would spend that £1 million on if I won. Well, it's obvious, isn't it? Come on, it's got to be front row tickets to the Spice Girls reunion. That's what I'm going to spend my £1 million on. I wanna really wanna zig-a-zig. Crack on with the podcast. Sorry about that. I'm just excited about the Spice Girls reunion. I'm not really. I'm into Oasis, you know, I'm hard. Yeah, Stone Roses. Yeah, no, the Cortinas. No, okay, it's Spice Girls, isn't it? Yeah, anyway, what's coming up on the podcast? We'll be picking our seven of the best players to ever play for Pompey. We'll be giving you the opportunity to pick your seven of the best Portsmouth players via At The Football Hour. I'll be talking really fast through the part where I tell you my previous game week score. It was absolutely average once again. We'll have a gander at how Ledley King's legends got on and see what are his key talking points from last week. No surprise, Ledley is bigging up Spurs' main man, Hazard Kane. Then, we'll be walking you through my predictions for game week 28 and I'll be telling you how to get your predictions in by 2:45 on Saturday the 10th of Feb. But first, football friends, let's kick off the show by counting down the seven of the best Portsmouth players ever. This podcast will certainly not be mentioning the likes of Jimmy Traore, George Lawrence, or the goalkeeper Costa Chalikos. Some fans called him Costa's chalky arse after a string of very inept performances. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be focusing on the cream of the blue and white crop. So we'll start from seven and work our way to the best player to ever play for the South Coast Club. Here we go. At number seven, Len Phillips. 1947 to 1956. That was the era where Len played. 261 appearances, 62 goals. Rated as one of the most skillful players to grace the club. Phillips was the inside left during the championship seasons. He was Pompey's engine room with an exceptional work rate allied with clinical tackling, incisive passing and a rocket of a shot. After Jimmy Scholar left the club, Phillips moved back to the wing half and filled the role with equal success. He took his time on the ball in a style that was ahead of its time, and it was seen as a scandal that he played just three times for England. It was all the more frustrating that a cartilage injury picked up during an England practice match, effectively ending his top-flight career, although he played non-league football well into his 40s. At number six on the chart, Jack Foggart. 1946 to 1954. 304 appearances, 73 goals. One of the finest players to appear in the club's famous royal blue shirt and another of the linchpins in the double championship years. An automatic choice on the left wing. His muscular approach to wing play and the ability to score spectacular goals made him a firm favourite at Fratton Park and earned him two England caps in 1950. 2 years later, he was switched to centre-half and was so excelled in the new position that he won a further 11 caps at a defender. In a match in 1953, he even had a spell in goal following injury to Norman Uprichard. Number five, Jimmy Scowler. 1946 to 1953. 268 appearances, just the 8 goals, but still a legend. Only 5'7" tall, but with legs like tree trunks and the heart of a lion. Scowler was the powerhouse of Pompey's championship years. Duncan Edwards described him as the greatest tackler he had seen, and few would disagree. Hardly a match went by without the fiery Scottish international being involved in a fracas, but he was also an astute passer of the ball. When he was sold to Newcastle for 26 grand in June 53, it signalled the beginning of the end for the Blues as a potent force in the top flight. In retirement, he played bowls to a high standard and often returned to the city to play in the annual South Sea Bowls tournament on the seafront. What a legend. Number four, Dougie Reed. 1946 to 56, 323 appearances, 134 goals. Another loyal Scottish servant who shone during the championship seasons as a robust goal-scoring inside forward, netting 17 times in 1948-1949 season and 16 in the following season. His fearsome striking of a heavy leather ball earned him the nickname Thunderboots, and as his pace waned in his mid-30s, he converted to centre-half and served the club well for another two seasons. In 59, he took over as the club's groundsman and produced a famously top-class service for 20 years, as well as managing the club's youth hostel with his wife. Wow! Number three, Alan Knight. 1978 to 2000. An anachronism in the modern age. Knight was a one-team man who first walked through the Pompey door as a 14-year-old goalkeeper, paying his own fares to play in the cash-strapped club's youth team. He made his debut at 16 and stayed for more than 25 years, appearing in all four divisions and rarely missing a match. Never flashy, but always solid, consistent and brave, Knight earned a special place in Fratton hearts, who dubbed him the legend. He was capped by England at youth and under 21 level and was made an MBE in 2001. Number two, Pete Harris. 514 appearances, 211 goals. A flying winger who was unlucky to be at his peak at the same time as Stanley Matthews and Tom Finney. playing only twice for the national side, Harris made the number 7 shirt his own at Fratton Park after the Second World War and was a key man in the back-to-back championship seasons, missing just 4 matches and scoring 33 goals. He also laid on many of his teammates, chances by beating the fullback on the outside, racing to the byline and cutting the ball back into the box. Jimmy Dickinson rated him as the fastest player in possession he had ever seen. Harris remained a prolific scorer throughout the 50s to set the club's goal record, as well as the third highest number of appearances. In retirement, he managed the club's ex-Championship 11, who raised money for local charities. Finally, Portsmouth's greatest ever player, Jimmy Dickinson. 828 appearances, 10 goals. Pompey have been served by many outstanding players, and the majority have made this top 7 after much agonising and soul-searching over the record books. Most of the undoubted great players not on the list were left out because they played their best football elsewhere, either leaving the club on the way up or stopping off at the end of their careers for one last hurrah. So many of the modern-day wearers of the blue have just not played enough to challenge the sterling service of previous generations. But the main problem is that everyone who steps on the Fratton Park pitch has to be judged by the standards of Gentleman Jim, the legendary left half who served the club he loved for 32 years as a player, secretary, manager and chief executive. The lad from nearby Alton was never booked or sent off in his record number of appearances, and it is said that he was never even spoken to by a referee. Dickinson was the calm and consistent halfback at the heart of Pompey's glory years, defensively astute, in a side packed with brilliantly attacking options. He played for so long that he was able to add a 1962 Division 3 Championship medal to the 2 First Division gongs he got in 49 and 50. At 40, he became the oldest player to represent the club, and with 48 appearances for England, the most capped. After a glorious playing career, Dickinson continued to serve on the staff and reluctantly took over as manager in the cash-strapped late 70s. He suffered a heart attack in the dressing room at Barnsley in 1979, forcing him to step down as manager. He recovered enough to become chief exec for 3 years, but sadly died in 1982, aged 57. A memorial service was held in the city and was packed to overflowing with Pompey players and fans who had so much loved their greatest player. An image of Dickinson's face now looks down on the present generation from the seats of the Fratton Park end, a reminder to all of what it takes to be truly great. He is 7 of the best and the Football Hour's greatest Pompey player. If you do not agree with any of my picks and wish to create your own 7 of the best Portsmouth players, all you have to do is tweet at the Football Hour using the hashtag 7OTBPompey with your selections. Now, we have finished our chart countdown. We are going to move on to 7 of the best matters. The boss at the company is Ledley King. Yes, you did hear that right. Ledley King, the legend. Mr. King does a little news article called 7 Talking Points from the weekend's games. You can read the full article online at our website. Since retiring, he likes to keep us players informed with his opinion on the latest football results and transfers. This week, Ledley was talking about the Spurs goal machine, Harry Kane. He said Harry netted his 100th Premier League goal in a thrilling game at Anfield that ended with a hurricane of drama involving the main man himself. He missed his first penalty and the opportunity to take the lead in the 87th minute before Mo Salah gave Liverpool the lead in the 91st minute after a Messi-esque run. But Harry slotted home his second pen in the 95th minute to split the points. As well as writing us articles, Ledley likes to get involved with the playing of 7 of the best, like we all do. He has a pretty cool team, and this week they scored an unusual, impressive 90 points. but somehow finished outside the top 30 in the team competition in a very, very high-scoring week that saw 59 players grab a full house and a further 407 managed to get six predictions right. Ledley got 16 points, Crouchy got 22, Sean Wright-Phillips brought it back after last week's horror and scored 18 points alongside Jermaine Genus. Their total was 90 with the combination of all seven players. I told you at the start, I would tell you how to set up your teams like Ledley has done with his mates. It's simple. Just listen to this. All you have to do is go to Manage My Team section on our website and send your mates an email or a WhatsApp invite. If your team gets the highest score that game week, you share £700 between you. How good is that? Right, enough of Ledley and his Premier League legends. I want to talk about my last game week and how I'm going to turn around my luck this game week. Here were my results. I went for my banker, Arsenal. Yes, they destroyed Everton and got me a bonus point. So I scored 5 points. But the thing is, Arsenal scored me a third of my total points. I went for a Leicester win. They drew. Then, I got 3 points in a row here. I went for Man United, I went for Villa, and I went for Derby. They all scored winners, making me 9 points between them. But then, I went for Reading at home to Millwall. Millwall won two away games in a row, and then Sunderland, what did I go for? I went for a draw against Ipswich. Ipswich decided to win 2-0. Let's forget about that. I'm putting that behind me. And these are my predictions for this game week. Man City, of course. Then, the other team in Manchester. Manchester United are playing Newcastle away. They're my banker. Then I'm going to go Liverpool, Bristol City, Middlesbrough and Wolves, all to record wins. My draw. I know I'm rubbish at the draws, but I always go for a draw in the Championship. I don't know why, but here we go. I'm going for Brentford versus Preston North End. If you want to copy my predictions, go ahead. But as you heard, I don't score that great every week. To enter your predictions, all you got to do is head to our website, 7otb.com, to set up your profile and set up your teams, like Ledley and I have done. Then, just like I have, insert your seven of the best. 5 wins, 1 banker, 1 draw. That's it. Remember, you must make your selections by 2:45 on Saturday the 10th of Feb. That's simple. All you got to do, set up your profile, get your selections in. It's free to enter and you can try and play your way to that £1 million so I don't have to spend it on Spice Girls tickets. Finally, follow at 7OTB Football on Twitter and hit that like button on Facebook for all the latest stats to help decide which teams to pick. All I need to do now is say thank you to you, the 7 of the best players, to you football friends for always listening to these podcasts, and to 7 of the best for sponsoring these podcasts. I've been Alex Mearns and we have picked Portsmouth's greatest ever player.